friend of mine tweeted earlier today, why are the squirrels in Kansas City so different than the squirrels in Manhattan? It's easy. Manhattan squirrels were raised on farms, so they work harder than city squirrels. They also drive better. That's my response.
So you're saying that Manhattan people are more hardworking and are better drivers than us Johnson County folk by chance?
That is the stereotype, which is confirmed as accurate.
Well, Missouri drivers in particular are confirmed to be the bad drivers.
Yeah, Missouri drivers are terrible.
Yes. Yeah. At least we can 100% agree on that one.
That wasn't really sports related, but any shot I can take at Missouri coming into a segment.
Okay. So we're making clear for the start that was Missouri.
Manhattan drivers, then here are Kansas City drivers, and then Missouri drivers are like down here on the floor. I know that our listeners can't see that, but
that's how things measure up. There you go.
Tyler Dreiling and Brennan Mintz with you this afternoon. John Kurtz headed over to Topeka West High School for MHS Hoops tonight. Coming up in the second hour, we will have Cole Manbeck on to talk about K-State basketball and K-State's recruiting class. Tomorrow is National Signing Day. We'll also bring you up to speed on the latest K-State recruiting news. There have been a few developments over the past 24 hours. For now, it's time to go around college basketball.
Now for a look around college basketball. Chair across the free throw lane. Farouk Benesh, a three.
Goal! We go shock the world. I told you we go shock the world.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Kansas State heads to the Elite Eight.
This is Around College Basketball.
All right. You want to do the readings for us today?
Sure, why not?
I'm going to do it without bed music, I guess.
All right.
That's all right.
Just around college football bed? I don't know.
No, it's all right.
After an 0-6 start to Big 12 play, Brad Underwood's Oklahoma State Cowboys are on a roll, knocking off rival Oklahoma last night. Norman getting to 3-6 in the league, also coupled with a win against Arkansas in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. That is 4 wins in a row for the Cowboys.
It definitely resurrects their chances at an NCAA tournament bid. They are currently one of the last 4 teams in the tournament, according to Joe Lunardi. I will say, I mean, it is nice that they've won 4 games in a row. You have to feel good for them and what they've been able to do, because after losing your first 6 games of conference play, you do wonder how much emotional toll that would take on them. But you never really worry about that too much when it comes to Brad Underwood, because he just does such a great job. I will say that those 4 games that they have won, Texas Tech, TCU, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, not great level of competition there, or at least it doesn't include any games against the top 3 teams in the Big 12. Those challenges are coming, and that's what is coming later this week. This weekend they play at number 7 West Virginia. Then next Wednesday they play at home against number 2 Baylor. So if they can win one of those 2 games, it would really solidify their position. But for right now, it's been a solid turnaround for that team.
It has been a turbulent week for the KU basketball program as the investigation continues into an alleged rape of a 16-year-old at the team's dorm in December. Also, Carlton Bragg has been charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and is suspended indefinitely. And finally, the Kansas City Star reported last night that LeGerald Vick most likely punched and kicked a woman in the face in 2015.
Okay, so a lot of things that have been happening with the KU basketball program. It was a kind of bizarre report from the Kansas City Star last night that they got from KU, that they had decided that it was most likely. It almost was like the Tom Brady Deflategate thing, where it was more probable than not that Tom Brady knew about the inflation of the footballs. That's kind of how it was phrased with this. It's more than likely that LeGerald Vick did punch and kick a woman in the face in 2015. There's just a lot of little things that
she said. It's that classic case of that. And the fact that it happened so long ago. Who knows what is the truth and what isn't? So
Bill Self is one of the best coaches in the country. But at this point, and even if some of these things aren't true, there have just been so many little stories like this over the last couple of years. It really is hard to say that he's running a totally clean program at this point. We're a long way away from reaching Art Briles and Baylor territory. There's no doubt about that. But it's not a great time for KUPR. There's no doubt about that. And we'll have to see how things turn out with these investigations, not only into LeGerald Vick, but of course the one from December involving the potential rape of a 16-year-old.
There is a new number one team in the land, and that is the Gonzaga Bulldogs, as they take the top spot for the second time in school history. The Zags are the last unbeaten in the country as well at 22-0. Baylor, KU, funny how that works, Villanova and Arizona following them in the top five.
Actually, it's not the top five that gets my attention. It's the fact that welcome number 25 Northwestern to the rankings.
You could do it, Northwestern.
It's so unheard of for Northwestern to be relevant in basketball. Many people know that they are, I believe, the only Power 5 team that has never made it to the NCAA tournament. They have never made a tournament. They're in really good shape to do that this year. They're 7-2 in the Big Ten, I believe, for the first time since 1938, if I'm remembering that correctly.
I know they have their longest conference winning streak. That is six games since 1933.
Yeah.
Which was 6 years before the first tournament was played.
Right. It's point is, it's been a long, long time. So it has been pretty cool to see them accomplish what they have this year. And as recently as last week, Northwestern was one of the teams that K-State was matched up against in the first round of the tournament in one of those bracketologies. So it would be
an 8-9 matchup or 7-10?
I believe it was a 7-10. Okay. What a story that would be if K-State was the first team that Northwestern ever faces in the NCAA tournament. But good for them.
And two Purple Wildcats facing off.
Two Purple Wildcats, yep. And not Abilene Christian.
Yes.
ESPN needs to remember that, not Abilene Christian.
Oh, man. We'd probably break ESPN if we played Northwestern in a tournament game.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be TNT or TV, I don't know, someone else.
True TV.
Yes, we'd break True TV. As mentioned earlier, the Cats are surprisingly still in solid shape for the NCAA tournament, according to Joe Lunardi, listed as a 9 seed. As for the other bubble teams, TCU and Oklahoma are both...
Oklahoma State.
Oh, yep, good catch. Are both in the last four in, and Texas Tech is in the first four out.
Well, as the season continues to progress, the Big 12 keeps looking better and better in terms of how many teams make it into the tournament. I remember when we were in the month of December, the idea was out there that it could be a four-bid league for the Big 12 because the perception was, well, because Iowa State isn't as good, because Texas isn't as good, because Oklahoma isn't as good, well, the Big 12 must be only three teams deep. But that has not turned out to be the case, as K-State is a solid team. TCU, Texas Tech are both solid teams. They're certainly not automatically NCAA tournament teams. But at this point, I would be pretty surprised if the Big 12 got fewer than six teams into the tournament. I think probably six, maybe an outside chance of getting seven, and you would exclude Oklahoma, Texas, and then one of those other teams from that middle pack that would miss the tournament in that case. But what's really important is that you take care of your business against the fellow bubble teams in the conference, and K-State has one of those games tomorrow.
Absolutely, as hard to say. I would probably say six teams will likely be the max for K-State, but the Big 12, they'll take it.
Yeah, it'll depend on what happens with the other mid-majors and everything like that.
I mean, the mid-major bubble is not nearly as crowded as last year, so that's going to help out a lot as well.
Well, and it's also been hurt quite literally by the injury bug. Xavier has lost one of their key players over the weekend. Creighton lost their point guard.
Yeah, Creighton has been completely night and day without Mo Watson, and that kind of makes me sad because otherwise that'd be a really good game against Butler tonight.
Yeah, that would be a must-watch game tonight, and they would be a team that you would kind of think would be a sneaky Final Four pick if they were totally healthy, but that does not appear to be the case anymore. So that's where things look or where things sit with the NCAA tournament at this point. There is one Big 12 game coming up later on tonight. I believe it is Iowa State at West Virginia. It is West Virginia at Iowa State.
Yeah.
I switched those two around. West Virginia at Iowa State. That's actually a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Both teams at 5-3 in the Big 12 right now.
Hilton Magic?
Could be some Hilton Magic. Iowa State could use a big win to solidify its spot with the NCAA tournament. West Virginia desperately needs a win to stay in the Big 12 title race. We'll head to our last break of the first hour. When we come back, checking in on the hot stove, the Royals got better at DH over the weekend. Find out who signed coming up next.
Get in the game.
Your Manhattan Hy-Vee wants to remind you